from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And ones you can't eat those cold.
No. Yeah, I'm not a cold pizza guy. I never have been.
See, like if I have like four slices of pizza, like, oh, I'll probably heat up three of them, and one of them I'll probably just eat cold.
You know who is
you're just
not
that hungry?
You know who's not a, I'll throw some chocolate chips in there for you, hun, kind of a dad? It's not Steiny. No way in hell he's a, like, let's throw a little whipped cream on
Are
those
pancakes.
Have a little
salad, some beans, a touch of pasta, some chicken.
Steiny's probably making his kids make the pancakes for him.
Real quick, back on the Raiders.
I bet Guru throws down a mean little breakfast.
Real quick, I gotta get this out, by the way, on the Raiders. Just the whole Antonio Pierce saga. The whole cigars and yelling Raiders. The fact that the last post game, he goes, all right, I've done it all the time. Now it's your turn. And he had media members in the presser screaming, Raiders!
Gotta get that buy-in from the media.
Oh, man.
Do it.
Oh, people were so mad about that. I'm pulling for Antonio Pierce. Good for him. Good for him.
I'm excited. Week one, Chargers, Raiders, Loki's going to be really hard on him. I can't wait for that handshake.
Just the way he talks, though. Like, you know, the Raider way. You know, we got the best fans in the world, but we know we understand ticket prices are expensive, so we do this open practice. So really, he talks a good game, man. He really does.
Commitment to excellence.
He really does. Singletary.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about this phone call as you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Jake Hutchinson, 95.7 The Game insider. He was so good last week, we decided to do it again this week. He may be our insider all football season. Brian in Palo Alto.
Let's go.
Wow.
You're excited for this. I live for these calls.
It's all for the best with the Giants. This is what had to happen for Farhan to be gone. And, you know, we all knew when they fired, you know, scapegoated Kapler that they were just kicking the Farhan can down the road. And now it's come to roost. A year later, it's every bit exactly what we all said it was a year ago, right? Which is this guy's just not capable. He's incompetent at his job. And here we are. And, you know, it's not a surprise, but, you know, at this point, we're now beyond, like, Jed rationalizing Balky mode here, right? Like, this is, if they keep him another year after this, it's just pure, like,
what?
Denial and...
Let me ask you, BPA, you know? What if Farhan is back next season? What if he is back?
I would say that the collective apathy of Giants fans will have be, if we thought it was at bottom now, it's going to find a new bottom. That's what I think. It's they can't bring him back. Like, that's the reality, right? Like, you know, like, to play the kids, you know, Luciano, no. Ramos, I mean, Ramos didn't even draft him, right? Like, okay, so I guess, what are you going to say? Yeah, Fitzgerald, 6 years in, Tyler Fitzgerald. That's my, you know, that's my rationalization to keep me. Like, sorry, no. It's just, it's so not close to good enough. 6 years, Tyler Fitzgerald, Patrick Bailey's hitting like 180. Okay. It's time to move on, right? And if some of these other young guys...
Do you
guys
move on
the
from the manager?
System,
do you move on from the manager, too?
What do you think of Bob Melvin? I'm curious.
I mean, obviously, that's... Yeah, I mean, that's... Melvin is not the problem in the same way that really Kapler really wasn't the problem, right? Like, the problem is Farhan. Does Melvin get sort of caught up in the damage, collateral damage of that? Maybe. But, like, I don't think it's impossible they could bring a new GM and that person would want to keep Melvin on. I mean, Melvin's a pretty respected guy. They just don't have good players, right? Like, again, when you play in Major League Baseball and you don't have good players, the outcome is not going to be great. Right? It's just pretty simple stuff.
And
they don't. Sure.
No, yeah. I want to get here. I want to share. It's almost impossible to go 5 years, 20 rounds every single draft, free agency, international free agency, and not have a legitimate 3, 4, or 5 hitter at any point during that entire time. It's almost impossible to do that.
Yeah, he's just not good, right? And like, you know, this is not a small sample size, and you move on. And the Giants show that they're a serious organization. Get somebody in here that, you know, it doesn't throw anyone in the farm system under the bus. It just doesn't.
So are you, right? A fan?
It means that...
BP, are you a fan that just stops watching? What do you do?
Do you hate watch?
Do you just laugh? You laugh at the at-bats like yesterday, Robbie Ray doesn't get through the first inning. Do you just turn it off?
I don't watch.
You don't watch it?
I don't turn it on. I was... into it in 2021. I know there's, you know, there'll be a bunch of front office burner guys that rip me for that, right, and say I'm not a real fan. But, like, the bottom line is it's an unwatchable product. It's an unwatchable product from an organization that, you know, and, like, obviously you can fire Farhan. I mean, I think the organization in general has some serious issues in ownership. And I don't know, obviously, you know, that's like getting back to like Warriors and Bobby Rowell and all that stuff type of issues. But like, it's just not a good organization. Farhan's not a good president of the front office. Bob Melvin is a good manager if you give him good players, right? I think. That's what I think.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Good call, BPA.
He's right. I mean, everyone's afraid to say. Farhan's just nah.
I'm not going to read. Kyle Kelly, I'm laughing at what you wrote on YouTube, but I'm not going to read that. No. Farhan's idea. Yeah. Look, man, I've been on Farhan since 2022 to the point where I'm not beating a dead horse. It is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, who do you hold accountable? The players? I guess that's your question for Giants fans. Who do you hold the most accountable? Is it the manager? Is it the players? Is it the front office? Sorry, we'll get to Jake Hutchinson. We got some breaking news? No? Oh, it was like, wow, Brandon Ayuk's side? Let's go. Oh, okay. All right. Have breakfast with the roast. Starting this Monday, we're giving you a chance to come in and have breakfast with the roast. Friday, September 6th, to kick off football season with us. Listen all week next week at 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We have 10 spots we're giving away. Each spot comes with the plus one that you can bring. That's happening on Monday. You want to listen in for that. 20 people get to come have breakfast with us here at 95.7 The Game. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Save Martin, Lucky California. Jake Hutchinson, our 95.7 The Game insider, to talk some Niners here on the roast.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Hey, yo, it's Zeus, your man. You're listening to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Where's Khalifa? Dude, this get on my level. Oh, yeah, this is hard. This is Vegas.
Watch this little thing.
Boom, boom. Yeah, Wiz was. That was road trip music right there. That was really good.
Wiz Burger. Whiz cheese.
Whiz cheese. I do like Whiz cheese.
Taco Bell's getting a burger. Did you guys see that?
I did see that.
Yeah, I'm not.
I sent that to the thread. Yeah. I thought Bonte'd be all over
that.
I'll try it. Don't worry. I'll let you guys know.
I saw it and I said no. Now you're ruining Taco Bell.
No, Matumbo.
Now you're ruining Taco Bell.
You're ruining Taco Bell? Get off my lawn.
Like, I got to work out with the personal trainer later today.
Yeah?
You bring up Taco Bell, and I start thinking about Taco Bell, and I start thinking about that cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, the Crunchwrap Supreme. Oh,
I love how serious his face is.
Dude, you have no idea. When that hits your mouth, and you take a bite into it.
No, I'm well aware.
But I'm not going to Taco Bell for a burger.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like a health risk. You want to talk about finding the tubs? Papa Shasky, I can't find the tubs.
I can't find the tubs.
That's what we're going to be talking about after Taco Bell burger. I can't find the tubs, Papa Shasky. Every time I pop a tubs now, I think about him.
He is probably up in heaven right now berating Willie Mays about how poor this Giants team is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right?
How's Papa Shasky thinking about this team?
Oh, he can't stand watching them. It's like they don't play good baseball. Like, it's very simple. They don't play good baseball.
No, the greatest is after the Seattle Monday night game when the Niners lost.
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing the Periscope Live. And Shasky goes, you know it's going to come down to the end of the season between the Seahawks and Niners. I was like, oh, yeah, it's coming down to the last regular season.
Literally there's the last play of the year.
No, I was like, there's no doubt in my mind it's going to come down to that. Because I remember Danny Fryer, former assistant program director, they don't really need to win the Falcons game, Monte.
Oh,
and I went crazy on them. They lose the game and Seattle lost. I said, see, I told you they could have won the game.
That's a great Danny Fryer impression. I'll give you a 4 for that.
Yeah.
I need this Warrior season off.
Yeah, when he said that on the show. Were you on that show call?
Uh-huh.
Were you filling
and
in?
And you almost killed him.
Oh, he started yelling.
You're like, what?
Yeah, you know, after 6 years, Bonte, it's good to take a step back and I just need a break. I said, what? You need a break from winning? What the hell is wrong with you?
Could you imagine, like, you know, right in the middle of it, Belichick's like, you know, I'm okay with having a couple down years. I need a break from winning.
Yeah. Jake Hutchinson, you know, it's not fun covering winning football. I just want to cover the Chip Kelly 49ers, Jake.
Steve Jobs, you know, let Apple just not have a couple of good productive years.
Yeah, let Microsoft take over the world.
Exactly.
It's okay. I need a break.
I'm exhausted with trying to keep up.
You imagine Joe Lacob. Yeah, you know what? We're not paying the tax. I know we got Curry, but you know, I just want to win 15 games.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Join 95.7 Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ACO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Jake Hutchinson joining us live on the River Islands guest line, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? I did. Let me tell you, it was awesome. River Islands in Lathrop. Had no idea my guy Shonen Shumpter lives out there in Lathrop. He told me to stop by.
Nice.
Jake, River Islands. Maybe we need to move to River Islands together, Jake.
That's not the question. The question
Brendan, how you say to River Islands right now?
In or out on Taco Bell burgers?
Ooh, that's a psychotic question for this early in the morning, but I kind of love it. I would do it. I will say I went to Spain, and in Spain you could get a taco and three beers for $4.
Oh, my God.
And so I have trouble coming back to the U.S. and going to Taco Bell, but I would try a Taco Bell burger and feel terrible about it.
Wow. He's going on big worldwide trips.
Dude, I like
making
that.
Making us feel bad.
Hey, dude.
Family money? Can I borrow something?
Hey, well, now, where were you at in Spain, Jake? Barcelona? Where were you at?
Yeah, I was in Madrid years ago. Ooh. I studied abroad, and that was our move. Just happy hour at Taco Bell, baby.
Oh my God!
I want to know, what do you study when you study abroad?
Nothing. Nothing. You study different types of alcohol and food, and the cheapest way to get around.
No, you study Spanish women. That's what you do. Come on, Jake. That's what you were doing. You were studying the women out there. Because you know what? I almost studied abroad in Australia. I was very close to studying abroad in Australia.
What were you going to study?
They had a broadcast journalism sector in Australia by way of SF State.
So you're going to learn a new language and broadcast in that language.
Australia, they speak English in Australia. Right?
Oh, Australia.
Austria? No. I wasn't going out there. I was going to Australia.
Yeah, I was like, that does not sound like a Bonte Hill trip to Germany.
Yeah. No, I never forget my guy, Andrew Payne, saying, boy, I went to Australia for 6 months and, you know, all I did was have fun, if you know what I mean. And I said, boy, if I do that, my journalism career is probably not going to get off the ground. So anyway, let me clean it up. Jake, Niners. All right, Brendan, how you can not sign in? It's going to get done today. I guess it's number one question.
Yeah, I think it's imminent. Like, that at least a decision has to be made. Like, there's, it seems like the Niners are closer to working towards an extension at this point than dealing him. I think if they, you know, decide they, there's just no room to get a deal done, then they trade him. But to me, it's never made sense. It's August. Why would you trade your star wide receiver? I think a deal gets done this week. I'd be kind of surprised if it doesn't. I've maintained, I think a deal is going to get done this whole time, despite how stupid this whole saga has been. So we'll see, but he was out of practice, whatever that means. But
yeah, Niners gear on, Jake. Jake, yeah, Niners gear on.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, yeah. Just hanging out on the sidelines, like pretending that he's, you know, on the team. I guess he's still on the team. Yeah. You know, like he's out there. He's out there at least trying to pretend he wants to be a part of it. I think he does. I think both sides just play this thing so weird, just like straight up bizarre on either end. And it'll end up with a big deal, I think.
So I want to look at that wide receiver. Maybe I'm the only one focused on this. I watched the preseason game with a fine tooth comb because I have no life. But that being said, there were a couple guys that stuck out to me. But I want to know how they're looking at practice, because practice, it sounds like, matters to Shanahan as much, if not more, than some of these games. And they didn't get these practice games in. So you're there. Tay Martin. I like Tay Martin. He seems like a player. How's he been looking at practice? Can he make this team?
I don't think he can make this team, but I do think he's like a guy where you stash him on the practice squad, and like if you bump him up, you feel pretty good about that. I think to me, they've got like five wide receiver spots locked in. You know, it's, they keep Ayuk. It's Ayuk, Debo, Jennings, Pearsall, Jacob Cowing, and then the sixth guy, I would bet it's probably going to be Chris Conley. They guaranteed him a little bit of money. He's looked really good. I just think it's hard. I mean, the only other route is, like, if you're going to be a punt returner and, like, they go the Trent Taylor route, but they can also keep him on the practice squad and just bump him up.
He stinks.
He's not great. He's not great, but he can fair catch a punt, and Kyle Shanahan values that.
Hey, you know what? We've had issues fair catching punts.
So
that's
Ronnie
a good
Bell,
point.
Ronnie Bell out then, you think?
Yeah, I think with Ronnie Bell is, like, he's not an explosive athlete. He's made some impressive catches. But it's like he doesn't have, like, Juwan Jennings has, like, some sort of magic to him. It's like he's not an elite athlete, but he can just sort of make plays when you need him. I don't know if you totally trust Bell in that regard, and you definitely don't trust him as a returner. And it's like his hands aren't that reliable. So for him, like, if he was going to make this team, I think he'd have to look like every ball coming his way he's going to catch. And there's some days he's looked terrible and some days he's looked incredible. I just don't think he's been consistent enough for the Niners to feel like, you know, he warrants a roster spot right now. But, you know, it wouldn't completely shock me. My gut tells me it's enough.
What about this linebacker situation? Because with Greenlaw out, there's a lot of stuff up in the air. Everybody's in love with D. Winters, rightfully. I like what I saw. I was looking at the other guy that they drafted in the same year, I think it's Jalen Graham. He didn't look as good. He was very upright in the game. I really liked the Bethune kid from Florida State. I mean, is this somebody they could stash? Do you think he can make the roster? I mean, he was making plays.
Yeah, it's kind of wild because linebacker is one of those positions where you kind of worry about it with the Niners, and then, you know, you watch training camp and you're like, oh, they've got like five guys who could be their fourth or fifth linebacker. They just always produce. Johnny Holland, such a, you know, great linebackers coach. They've just had a great pipeline with that. I think Jalen Graham is a guy they like. He's got size. He definitely has some stuff to work on, but man, like when he fills a run, it's like he's going to demolish somebody. You know, he gets a little too hyped up. He's a guy that has almost started a couple fights. I think he started one, actually. But he's, like, physical. He's physical. He's got a frame they like. I think he's rangy. He probably needs some work in coverage. Bethune's a guy that's interesting. He's had ups and downs. I don't know that he's got enough pure size or athleticism for them to keep him if they only keep five linebackers. I think that's going to be like a special teams decision. You know, to me, it's going to be Warner, Campbell, Graham, Winters, and then the fifth guy, either Bethune or like Flanagan Fowles, or even Curtis Robinson. I think special teams is probably going to dictate that.
Talking to Jake Hutchison, our 95.7 The Game insider here on the River Islands guest line. Jake's been down at practice here. By the way, some breaking news in the NBA. Shasky's boy Joe Harris just retired from the game of basketball. Three-point shooter in the 2019
The greatest shooter available a couple of years ago. Yeah. Joe Harris retired.
Yeah. Joe Harris retired.
After
your guy.
An NBA of $75 million with a ski mask.
Your guy. Real quick.
Couldn't guard a mailbox.
Back to the wide receivers. Pearsall. I was... Is he back on the field? Is he practicing? What the hell is going on with Ricky Pearsall?
No, man. He's still out. He's, you know, keeping an eye on him every day. He's doing some rehab stuff. It's a shoulder. Like, as far as I can tell, you know, hamstring, he should be fine. You know, he went back to practice and then he injured the shoulder. So at least in terms of lower body, I think he should be all right, which gives him some confidence. But yeah, no, he's not been out there. That's a major concern. And I'm a guy who's been high on Pearsall since before the draft. I really like the pick. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be able to produce for me day one, but he's a rookie, man, and he's got to practice. And these are the most this week. Today, they're calling it the mountain. This is their longest practice at camp, and Pearsall's probably not going to be out there. Nah. So that's something where I don't care how impressive you've looked as a rookie, you need those reps, and it is worrying that he's not been out there.
Damn, first round pick, man. I'm going to lower my expectations for Pearsall for the season. Second tight end, Logan Thomas got cut. Outside of George Kittle, we always talk about the second tight end. Who's going to step up? Who's going to lead for that job? Because I'm not going to lie, Braden Willis, I wasn't as impressed in the Tennessee game watching him in that preseason opener. Willis disappointed me. So who's that second tight end right now on the 49ers, Jake?
Yeah, it's Eric Saubert. I mean, he's honestly, you watch him in practice, and he can really block. That's why they brought him in. That's why he's been in the league so long. He's also made a few catches where I think he's like a pretty clear number two tight end. I think Willis is a guy, he can't block. Like, he can't. Like, it's a problem. I don't know why. Like, he should be able to. They put him at fullback a little bit. I still think he's your third tight end because of his receiving ability. They haven't had a guy, you know, to me, it's like Ross Dwelly, but Ross Dwelly wasn't athletic. He just had great hands. Mm-hmm. Braden Willis is at least athletic and can move. So I think that's something where they probably go Saubert and Braden Willis. I think they cut Cam Law too. I haven't seen anything from him to feel, you know, impressed. The other guy who's like actually looked decent, I don't think they keep him, is Jake Condrith. Mm-hmm. Like, he's actually pretty good. He's made a lot of catches. He can block. He's pretty well-rounded. Again, I don't know that they keep him, and we're talking about a fourth tight end, but he's looked all right, too.
All right, let's go to the quarterbacks. Let's rat-a-tat-tat these, because I thought Brandon Allen made a lot of really high-level throws, and guys were dropping balls in the preseason game. What's he been looking like at practice? What about Josh Dobbs? I thought he played better as the game went on. And then Brock Purdy, what's he look like at practice? We still haven't seen him in a game.
Yeah, every quarterback yesterday except for Purdy threw up a deep ball that was short by about 5 yards. not the most inspiring practice yesterday. I will say, like, Brandon Allen, I think they've seen enough of him, especially in the preseason, like, to know that whatever, you know, hiccups he has in practice, like, he can do what you need in a pinch. Like, if it's a multiple-game starting situation, I think that's kind of why you got Dobbs, because he's got some upside. I think Dobbs has come on better in practice over the last, you know, few weeks. At the start of camp, he looked terrible. Allen's just, you know, sort of lukewarm, but again, he can do whatever. Tanner Mordecai has not impressed me. He's only gotten a few reps, but Purdy only had a few reps and he made him work. So as far as Purdy, though, he's been fine. I think he's not really – I think yesterday he was throwing the ball without – a lot of zip, is hanging up there, allowed a couple incompletions. I haven't been totally wowed by him in camp so far. He's had some days that have been really impressive. But again, I try not to make too much out of training camp for a starter when we've got plenty of tape on Purdy and what he can do. But I, if you're asking me, you know, what have I seen from him? He hasn't blown me away in camp. But, you know, he also hasn't had Ayuk or Trent Williams, so it's hard to evaluate.
That was going to lead me to my next question. How does this offensive line look without big Trent Williams? Because I know a lot of people say, we need Trent Williams at camp. And then I see a couple people say, Trent doesn't need camp. Well, how does this offensive line, can they go into a game week one against the Jets without big Trent Williams and function as an offense?
No. No. Wow. I mean, sure, you can survive a little bit. But the Jets also have, like, some pretty good pass rushers.
They do.
Will McDonald's kind of nice. They've got the other guy, Jermaine
Johnson.
I almost called him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost called him Jermaine Jones, U.S. Men's National Team. Shout out.
There you go.
But, yeah, they've got some dudes. They've got Robert Saleh dialing it up. If you don't have Trent, like, that's a problem. I think part of, like, this practice week and deciding whether Purdy plays is, like, how comfortable do you feel throwing him out in a preseason game behind this offensive line and whether they can protect him? And I don't see any reason to feel confident. And I'm not saying Jalen Moore has just been a turnstile. He's had a couple good reps, and no one's really going to compete against Nick Bosa. But, like, Trent Williams can stop Nick Bosa. Jalen Moore really can't. Like, he's stopped him a couple times. I just think if you're out there week one and you got Jalen Moore and Colton McKivitz as your tackles and a rookie in Pooney and Jake Brendel and Aaron Banks are your two best offensive linemen, like, that's like, those are scary hours right there. I would not. You're talking, yeah, you're talking
no, you're
about
right.
throwing $55 million a year at Purdy. Like, if you want to do that, make sure he doesn't, you know, combust behind this offensive line.
So would you play Purdy in this preseason game without Trent?
I think they probably want to get some first team reps, but I also think, you know, Dennis Allen really runs the Saints hard and they might put their first teamers out there and not let up. You know, I think Shanahan will make a decision based on, you know, do they actually practice well today? The offense hasn't looked great. I think if the offense doesn't look great again, you probably need some first team reps this time. So I would suspect the starters, maybe only a drive or two for Purdy, but I think the starters are going to play on, Sunday.
Most promising player you've seen through 3-4 weeks, most disappointing player you've seen through 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I would say most promising, it's tough between Malik Mustafa and Renardo Green, but Renardo Green's been playing on the outside. And they were in the red zone yesterday, and Brock Purdy, his first read was Juwan Jennings, and he put the absolute clamps on Jennings. Now, he's a guy kind of like Charvarius Ward, where he gets a little handsy. He's probably going to get flagged a little bit as a rookie if he ends up starting. But, man, I think that guy is for real.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch left. Pick no
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I've been really impressed with them. Most disappointing, I think Pearsall's probably been the most disappointing, but Isaac Arendo, like, the fact that Isaac Arendo is a guy, Pearsall, I at least know he's like a polished receiver. He can run routes. Isaac Arendo, I don't know if he knows how to play running back yet. Like, he needed this camp. Like, he's super fast, crazy athletic, one of the fastest, I think the fastest running back in the draft, but I don't know if he knows how to just hit a hole in outside zone, and he hasn't been out there. That's probably been the most disappointing thing to me out of the rookies, at least.
We watched him pop his hamstring first day of practice, Shasky.
I knew right away.
We're like, oh, that's not good.
Multiple weeks.
That's not good.
If not a month or two.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Who's been Purdy's number one target with Ayuk out? Because Ayuk's kind of dominated preseason practices the last couple of weeks, years. Who's been the guy that he's looking to first?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think some days it's Kittle. Some days it's Debo, but he's throwing the ball to Juwan Jennings a lot. Mm. And maybe it's because they're having to use Jennings a little bit more in Ayuk's role. I think Jennings still been mostly in the slot, but he's been going to Jennings a lot. And Jennings is just like a funny guy, man, where, again, I talked about him earlier. Like, he tested terribly at the combine, but he just somehow separates because he's so physical and so long. But, yeah, I'd say Juwan Jennings right now is probably the guy that I would give the edge to.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Jake, with some truth serum there. Go get your mic on. Get your mic on. Get your mic on. Get your mic on. They can't hear you.
I said, on. Jake, let me know if Brandon Ayuk even looks at Kyle Shanahan today, because I know he was wearing clothes yesterday. Does he look? Do they lock eyes? That's the report we need today.
Yeah, I'll write up a full practice report on body language. You know, we saw John Lynch yesterday, took a call, put his hands on his knees, and whispered some to Kyle Shanahan. I'll be taking diligent notes for you, Chad.
Thank you. Thank you. You got any Giants thoughts on your way out the door?
No, I try. I can't bring myself to watch him most of the time just because it's so nauseating. And it's like there's nothing worse than being in the middle and not being like, all right, we're young, we're moving towards this. The thing of them just being lukewarm, just this like tepid team, I can't stomach it, man. I just have the guts to suck or go for it. Like, don't be in this in-between of like pretending you're going to compete when we all know that's not happening.
Well, you know what I could stomach, Jake, right now? Some of those tacos you had in Spain. And what you're doing out there studying abroad. I want to know more about that trip to hell, training camp, the Giants. What's going on in Spain and Madrid and everything?
Yeah,
where else
man.
You go out there, man? Take the train out to Europe and go down to Paris? Tell me about this, man.
Yeah,
wow.
you go out there. Yeah, I got to go to a lot of places. But Madrid, man, there's so much food, man. You get the fried green peppers with the salt. You know, you get the, so they look like hush puppies, but they've got like
a bone and
cheese inside.
Oh,
ooh,
man.
They've got it all. And they just give you like beer and bread, and you're just drinking wine, and everybody else is more attractive than you, and it's great.
Everyone is more attractive than you.
You're right. You're not lying about that. Jake Hutchinson, 95.7 Game.
Jake, what are you going to do after this? Like, what are you going to hang up with
us? He's going to practice, right?
Are you going right onto the field?
Yeah, they practice at 10:25, so I'm going down there now,
I got new shoes
on Ayuk.
Do you have new shoes for George Kittle? Do you have new shoes
for him? That was rough, man. I left before Kittle talked. I felt disrespected. Listen, I'm not out there rocking, you know, Kyle Shanahan's Yeezys
or
like some Air Jordans out there. I got my basic Nike kill shots.
Right.
You know, I think they look nice. I felt a little bit attacked.
But you know what, though? Shame on some of you reporters. Like, maybe Elko's been on the beat for over 30 years. Cam Emmons has been on the beat for 30 years.
These are dads.
Barrels have been on beat for 20 years. Who else is down? Eric French has been on the beat for a long time. Grant Cohn's been on the beat for a long time. He's wearing the same dingy-ass Vans.
No,
let me finish. Step up his shoe game, reporters.
It's expensive.
Aaron from Crown 4 was down there rocking dope kicks, and he shot an air out. Look, Jason Dubas rocks dope kicks. You know my kick game is on point right now. Look, step up your game, reporters.
I don't think that's fair.
No, that is very fair.
It's one thing if it's your boys and your family or something, like people that you're intimate. I thought it was a little, I guess not the end of the world.
They've been talking to each other for years.
Yeah, you don't rip people's
shoes. They know
shoes.
These guys. No. Step up the shoe game, Jake. You heard Kittle. I'm with George Kittle.
I'm a media member now, so
No, Jake, great job today.
What's going on here?
Awesome. You're becoming one of my favorite guests. You are.
Appreciate you guys so much, right, man. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys throughout the year.
Next week, good stuff, Jake. Jake Hutchinson right, here on the River Islands guest line. You know what? He's right.
Play the Kittle sound.
No, hold on.
Play it up.
Hey, let's clean it up. Do we have the sound? Here we go. George Kittle opened his presser, and he had every right to do this because he knows him. He talks to him every time. Okay. George Kittle's been a great ambassador for the team when talking to the media. He's always giving us quotes. Here you go. George Kittle opens up his presser by calling out media members for having some just dingy kicks on.
I think before we begin, so you guys are out there at every practice. You guys watch us all the time, but there's a special teams period where I catch some footballs and I like to observe you guys. And you guys really need to up your sneaker game. It's absolutely atrocious. I got some Vomeros. Those are fire. And Grant wears Vans every single day. New Balances. They look like Vans. Yeah, those are Vans. It's okay, but you wear those every day, so I need you to switch those up. But I observe all your guys' shoes, and I am disappointed in you guys as a community. So if we could up those, please. It's year eight, guys. Let's figure this out together.
Year eight, guys. I love that. Especially Grant. We love Greg Cohen. So, Greg Cohen, if you're out there listening, he tweeted a couple years ago, I'm the highest paid journalist in the Bay Area. So, Grant, let's get the kick game right, baby. Get some J's on. Get some Yeezys. Get some Air Max 97s. Get some Griffies on. You know what? You've been on the beat for so long, making all this money through podcasts. Not only Grant, but Matt Mayoko and Matt Barrels. I'm going to tell Cam Inman about it, too. Step up your kick game. Let's go. We're not just beat writers anymore. We're entertainers. We're on YouTube. We're podcasters. We're visible. We're on camera. First thing John Sackty said to me, Jonathan Sackty over to NBC Sports Bay Area, when I got the job for the pregame host, you better step up shoe game. We're going to do a lot of head-to-toe shots.
You're being presented in front of television and stuff. I don't know. Look, I don't think it's the end-all be-all. I thought it was a cute, harmless little joke, but at the same time, it's like, come on, man.
You're taking it serious, huh?
Well, it's just like some people don't, like, on the real, like, I know a lot of kids out, and these are reporters, so they're adults, but I know a lot of people that can't afford expensive shoes. Like, I get it. Life is hard. I'm not here to like. And it's. I think it's. Oh, Seth, it's a little like. Come on, Kittle. Read the room.
Oh,
dude.
Come on.
You're making
it was
millions.
A joke.
Come on, dude.
No, listen. Come on. Every media member took that clip and tweeted it out. It was like, Kittle made fun of us. They're all happy about it.
Well,
they gave us some shine. It's not that serious. Have some fun. Laughing a little bit. Come on, Seth. You're not really doing that.
No, I'm not. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But all I'm saying is like, it's sensitive because I brought this up that we didn't afford everything in the world, but like I'd have one pair of shoes throughout the year that my grandma would buy
Sasky,
me.
I get that. If you want to get deeper, I wore Pro Wings.
I know.
K through five grade.
I don't remember the feelings that I used to wear.
Right? I had three outfits in high school.
Even though
basically.
We did make fun of Sam earlier this year.
So we're grown ups. Who could all take a jump? These are people.
I'm not losing sleep over it. I do just like,
no, I don't cringe because we're older. And I like, if you want to talk about shoes, like, my shoe game 5 years ago was awful. I wore the same dusty ass LeBrons. I wore the same Gumby Jordans. It is what it is. But you can step my game up and shout out to 1985. My boy Chris over there at 1985 Gallery.
Well, but can you at least acknowledge this? Some people are shoes people and some people aren't.
Yeah, I know.
George Kittle was just having fun. Like my dad wore Air Monarchs.
Oh my
forever.
God. George Kittle was just having fun.
No, I know he was.
I like that. The fact that he's like, and it's his way of saying, look, I like you guys. You guys are my buddies. We're family now. He's like, just step up a shoe game. Just give him a little jab. That's all it was. It's not that serious. Come on.
I don't know.
I was brokered in everybody at the station growing up, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about that. It's just having some fun.
Well, it's easy when you have all the money in the room, you know, and it's just, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Sasky.
I'm not saying it's the end all be all. I didn't take it that serious. I just cringed a little, like, that's all. It's like, I wouldn't have done it. That's just me. Like, I'm just saying.
Would you have done this at the trade deadline? or said this at the trade deadline?
You know, I think as we looked at how this season has unfolded so far, a couple things really stand out. You know, one, which people have talked a lot about, and it's certainly how we feel internally, is it's been a long road to get our rotation to the place it's in now. We feel like we have the best rotation in baseball. So, and when you have starting pitching like that, it can get you on a roll. You know, for us, to keep that group together, seeing how we played this past weekend was, you know, really high priority. And obviously we had to be open to things that might come up. But that was really, you know, really our central philosophy going into the deadline is, we have a rotation that can carry this team down the stretch and get us on a roll.
Well, you got that soundbite.
And are you serious?
You got this from Farhan at the deadline.
The deal last night was a lot about creating at-bats for Luciano, who's really come a long way offensively. I think we have seen his trajectory over the last few years, and we talked a little bit about how he can get put under a microscope because he's been such a highly thought of prospect from the time he signed at 16. Sometimes you lose the zoom out big picture of how much progress he's made, and we've really seen that over the last month. So much so he sat for a week.
Farhan Zaidi.
Why does it always sound like whenever the Giants are doing a talking with Farhan or whatever, it's like it's being recorded on like a VCR from like the 1980s?
They do that on purpose.
Yeah, I mean,
limit the access.
Other markets would have did a pregame show on the presser. They would have ran the presser. They would have ran the presser and then had a postgame on the presser analyzing what he said on the presser and the fact that we got none of that with the San Francisco Giants. Again, this goes back to introducing Buster Posey as one of the owners of the team, and you did it on a Zoom. You should have waited. Hey, Buster, what's your schedule look like? Okay, let us know. We'll send a private jet out there. We'll get the red carpet. We'll invite all the media members. We'll hold it in the big auditorium, and we'll introduce you. Said you did it on a Zoom. I mean, that's just a microcosm of many, many things that have gone on under Farhan Zaidi's leadership and Greg Johnson.
Like, when you talk into a microphone, you do have to think about, like, the repercussions, right?
Right.
And you have to think about, like, when you're a GM, and we saw this with the New York Giants and the Hard Knocks doc, where the guys basically tell them, like, hey, look, this is going to get aggregated if you say this. If you say this, don't say this. And we only saw a snippet of what, is it Joe Shane? I forget. It's the PR guy for the New York Giants telling them, like, what is going to get asked and what they're going to cling to, okay? And so, like, I don't know, man. I think that you got to realize that if you say, we think we have the best rotation in baseball, that's a strong sentence. Now, maybe he meant to say, we think we have one of the better rotations in baseball. But you have to understand that people are going to cling to that. Yep. And they're going to go, the second you start to falter, everyone's going to point to that. And I've seen it in the last 3, 4, 5 days. Oh, you said you have the best rotation in baseball. It is obnoxious to come out and be like, one time through the rotation against the Rockies, you basically come out like, we've got the best rotation in baseball.
It's not aging well. It's not aging well. And I'm afraid that when August 23rd rolls around and you start that, you begin that three-game series against the Seattle Mariners, it's going to be a rough 6-week end to the season for the Giants. And I think it could create more vitriol, more hate, more empty seats. And I got a tweet last night that said, hey, Bonte, I think I'm ready to donate for a plane to fly over Oracle Park and fire Farhan.
Oh, my God.
Now, I was kind of just joking with that, but I think that's the type of territory we're getting into with this team. In our lifetime, the Giants have not had a stretch like this. Now, 94, 95, 96 were some tough times, right? Very tough times. But coming off the strike year, you still had Barry Bonds. At least you had a star. You had something. You had Barry Lamar Bonds. Right now, I don't.
What if we go funded? Know. What if we go funded Joey Bart to ride Bart with a sign that said "Fire Farhan"?
Wow, we gave up on him early. I mean, you manipulated the fan base basically saying that, not you, but Farhan, the Giants, saying Joey Bart's not a big leaguer. He's a 4A player. And we all believed it. And then you look up here in the middle of August, Big Dog's birthday, August 15th, and you say, damn, Joey Bart's got 11 home runs, batting 273.
More than your starting catcher.
In half the at-bats.
JT Snow at one point gave up switch hitting, right? And he went straight to lefty. I think they might ask him to do that, Bailey. That would be, he's batting 205 from the right side this year. 205. This is not good.
Time for Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Start us off, Shasky.
All right, my final thoughts are quite simple. You can't hit the first two guys of a game. I mean, you just can't. This Giants team can ill afford to drop down five runs in the first inning and think that they can get out of it. They're just, the bats aren't potent enough. And right now they have to play near flawless baseball to be in all of these games. Their margin of error is just not good enough. And so, like, to think that they're going to scratch and claw back from a 5-0 lead, it sounds good. And I know they've got a lot of late game heroics, but that's not a template for winning baseball.
Nope. Spadoni, what you got? By the way, Grant Cohn just posted a video saying, take a look at me now, shorts, kiddo, my Adidas.
We just heard from Jake Hutchinson, did a hell of a job, hell of an interview. Find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app. But he mentioned the U.S. men's national team there. The U.S. men's national team on the soccer side made a huge splash yesterday, gentlemen. Yep. Obviously, no more Greg Berhalter. Hashtag Berhalter is finally out. But Mauricio Pochettino, former Tottenham Hotspurs manager, former Chelsea manager, has managed the likes of Neymar, Messi,
PSG,
Kylian Mbappe. He was PSG. He won three Ligue 1 titles over there.
By the way, Mbappe yesterday, Real Madrid.
Oh, they hear me so sick. He's the next Ronaldo. He's going to be amazing. He's going to eat up that entire market. It's going to be incredible. But this is a very savvy and legit hire, and I'm actually excited, much like Bonte about the Giants this season, I'm actually excited about U.S. men's national team.
When does Joe Harris's podcast start?
He's only 32, by the way, Joe Harris.
Made a lot of money.
Best shooter in the league.
$75 million contract. What?
It's smart of him to do this with his health intact. I actually commend him. Smart guy.
650, excuse me, the mobile text line before you get in here, Lubman. My final thought, from the 650, we got a, hey, I like this. We got somebody coming in with a final thought. Thank you, baby Jesus. Baseball's almost over. Football is upon us.
It's always baby Jesus.
Hey,
baby Jesus is a big time giver.
Thank you, 19.
Like Ricky Bobby.
Jesus.
I like the baby version.
I like big Jesus, but anyway.
I like the baby version better. You know, what Farhan said, you know, best rotation in baseball, I guess he was maybe two-fifths right. Guys, since he said that comment, Logan Webb and Blake Snell are combining for a 105 ERA and a 128 batting average against, which is pretty good. The other three pitchers, Robbie Ray, Kyle Harris, and Hayden Birdsong, a 908 combined ERA and a 295 opponent batting average.
Sam.
So, two-fifths of a good rotation.
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
If yeah, that's true.
You know, he doesn't know what that reference
is. If it was the fifth, we'd all be drunk, something like that. I remember listening to Loneal.
There you go.
It's
same church, same pew.
If it's the nuts for candies and butts, something like that.
We'd all have a Merry Christmas. Oh, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
That was back. That was back.
Oh,
that
was
if ifs
good.
And butts were that's candies and nuts, good. We'd all have a Merry Christmas. It's hard to speak low.
Wow.
In the latest, Charles Barkley calls out Steve Kerr again for not playing Jason Tatum. Barkley, get over it. my final thought is...
Barkley is getting over it.
My final thought is, I'm not going to go there. You know what my final thought is? I love sports. That's it. I love sports. There's a lot of sports going on.
You dug deep for that one.
Yeah, I did. I was going to talk about the shoe game.
Sports, man.
You know, have some fun.
What's
but
the
sports,
best shoe
man.
You own?
That's a great question.
Because you're a shoe guy.
Well, I'm not really a shoe guy. I just became a shoe. I was a shoe guy. I just couldn't afford shoes. Now that I could afford a couple pair of shoes, I love shoes all the time. I love my Carmines. I was cleaning them last night, but then it changes day to day.
What are Carmines?
Jordans.
Which ones?
The Jordan 4s, I want to say. The Carmines. Well, I could be wrong. I always get the numbers
mixed
up.
Are they white, red,
they're white,
black?
And red. White and red. White and red with the white shoelaces. I love
white
those.
And red.
Also
okay.
Love my NMDs. I still love the Adidas. They're very, very comfortable. Shout out to Langston out there working with Adidas. Bye-bye. We got to go. Maybe Brandon Ayuk signs. That's my final thought. Brandon Ayuk.
10:01.
He's going to sign? He'll probably sign at 10:07. That's it for us. That was Fast Five. Brought to you by Xfinity at Home. We're on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a good day, everybody.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.